You're listening to healthradio.fm. I'm your host, Tamula McNabb. I'm with the lovely and very pretty Lisa Kilgore, talking about digestive health at the show. Tell me about your topic that you had on stage today. What was it all about?
Well, I'm a registered holistic nutritionist, and my specialty is digestive health. So we talked about the role of gut bacteria in your overall health and wellness, how it relates to your immune system, how it relates to how you think, and how to heal it. So we did the hands-on, now this is what you do.
Well, what do you do?
Well, you have to first pay attention to digestive symptoms. When you have gas and bloating and heartburn, those are signs of indigestion, which literally mean food is not digesting properly. And when we are aware of this, then we can get an idea of what's happening to our gut. Then we need to be really kind to our gut bacteria. We're 90% bacteria. So for every cell your body makes, you have 9 cells of bacteria. 99% of your DNA is bacteria. So this matters quite a lot to our overall health. And we now know that it's our gut bacteria that regulates our immune system. So chronic inflammation is related to gut bacteria issues, as well as our gut makes serotonin and dopamine and really important neurotransmitters. So our lovely gut bacteria also is related to our brain. So when we pay attention to this, then we can start the healing process.
Lisa, what's happening to people nowadays? So my daughter gets sick, my husband gets sick, I put them on antibiotics. What has now happened to their gut health?
It's really quite amazing what antibiotics can do. It's actually the second round of antibiotics in our life that causes the most damage. And if we don't fix it, it's permanent damage to our overall gut bacteria. And right now in North America, we have too little bacteria. And that's leading to an overactive immune system. And that's related to all of the childhood food allergies and the autoimmune conditions that are happening, as well as asthma and allergies. The more you work on a farm, the more animals you're around, the less sanitary your life is, the lower the risk of asthma, allergies, and autoimmune conditions.
So when my child drops a secchi on the floor, like, don't do the 5-second rule, give the 10-second rule, so it's dirty and pretty much, right?
Absolutely. You want to get into your garden and get your hands all dirty. You want, when you grow food, you don't want to wash it off fully. You want to just dust it off. You want that bacteria that's naturally in our environment to go into our body. It's our disinfectants and our love of soap and our love of antibiotics that's really causing this problem.
The terrifying thing that you just said was now the damage is done. And it's like not reversible. Like, okay, so now I've totally screwed up. I've taken years of antibiotics. What do I do now?
It is reversible. You just have to reverse it. And so what you want to do is you want to reseed your gut. You want to put in good bacteria. You can do that with probiotics. You can do that with food. You can do that by walking through some dirt. Then you want to feed that good bacteria, because a probiotic supplement is only about 10 billion, maybe 50 billion. It has to turn into 100 trillion. And you do that by feeding it its favorite food, and that's fermented food. And many fermented foods also come with that good bacteria. So we put in regular doses of fermented foods, and then we want to heal our small intestinal tract. It gets damaged when the bacteria is not happy, and homemade bone stock and aloe vera juice do a beautiful job at healing that.
Okay, a couple things I want to talk about. So the homemade bone stock, I've heard this now about 3 times at 2 different shows. Tell me about that.
It is probably the most healthy food you could ever eat. It's one of the most recommended foods I recommend. And what it is you boil down some bones, especially from really good healthy animals. Out comes gelatin, out comes the perfect bone matrix. And you add some vegetables in there, make it taste good, salt it, pepper it, add a splash of vinegar to really pull the minerals. And what it does is the gelatin heals your small intestinal tract. It heals the one layer of cell between you and the food that you just ate. And then it also is full of really, really digestible minerals. And so it allows your body to rebalance after years and years of digestive stress.
Let's talk about the probiotics, kefir, kombucha. What do you think about those?
Those are all beautifully fermented foods. So you want your fermented foods to be really good quality. Sauerkraut that's unpasteurized, only made with salt, not vinegar. We cheat with our fermented foods. Our pickles aren't done properly anymore. Our sauerkrauts aren't done properly. Kombucha is easy to do at home. You can also buy it in stores. It's beautiful stuff. Kefir is yogurt taken up another notch. And it's really, really good for gut healing.
I make my own kefir. Are you proud of me? I've been doing it for like the last 9 months, and it's... My husband's actually annoyed because I've been drinking most of it, not giving him any. But it truly is the best source of probiotics. And same with kombucha. I have a SCOBY, and I make my own as well. Let's talk about how people can make their own products.
it's actually easier than you expect. Like, as you've probably noticed, making kombucha isn't that hard. You let it sit on your counter. Making kefir is also not difficult. You let it sit on your counter. My main fermented food I make at home is sourdough bread. And so I do a live catch of the yeasts, and then I allow...
What does that mean, live catch?
So you take just flour and water, and you let it sit on your counter, and you keep feeding it. You add more flour, add a bit more water, and after a few days, it starts bubbling. After 7 days, it's the right combination, and then you use it to raise bread. And wheat bread in particular, wheat flour, needs to be fermented. It needs to sit for a 24-hour rise to be digestible. That's why we don't digest gluten right now, is because we're not making it properly. This one's a bit more complicated. For some reason, it's what I like. But making your own fermented vegetables and sauerkraut is as simple as chopping up the vegetables, having a lovely glass jar, and then seeding it with good bacteria.
I know my old roommate from many years ago is Swedish, from Sweden, and she used to eat her yogurt, and then she would take the empty container and put a half a cup of milk in it, shake it up with what was ever left inside, and let it sit on the counter for like 3 or 4 days, and did her own fermenting that way. It's big in other cultures. Why is it not big here?
It's actually so big in other cultures that there isn't a traditional culture that doesn't have fermented foods. They all do. North America, we don't. Because about 50 years ago, we had refrigerators, and we no longer needed to do this process to keep our food safe and edible. And so we started cheating, and grocery stores started cheating as well, because it's a bigger process to properly ferment it. It's only in the last handful of years that we've started to really realize and respect what the fermented foods do to us. And it's still not kind of unknown, you go to any traditional culture and that's the prized food. That's a food that everybody loves, and they develop a taste for it as kids.
What is your number one recommendation for people to do immediately?
Ooh, that's a really good one. I would say add a fermented food to your diet. Add some healthy fat to your diet, because most of us are fat deficient and our cells need that fat for lubrication. And just be aware. Be aware of what your actual diet is like and how it makes you feel. Most of us are just disconnected. We want to think about our diet instead of feeling our diet. If we feel our diet, then we start eating the foods that we really need. And then we can understand what our body wants.
And stop using hand sanitizers. What is up with my husband's the worst for hand sanitizers. It's not necessary.
It's not just unnecessary. There's a lot of chemicals that are really quite toxic, and we absorb them through our skin. So yes, wash your hands, but not with the antibacterial sanitizers, no.
Lisa Kilgore, Nature's Fair holistic nutritionist, thank you so much on being on healthradio.fm.
Thank you so much for having me.